This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it's Allie for the Hollywood Life podcast, and I'm so excited to be joined by one of our favorite guests that we have had on the show. She is hosting a new show, a new season of My True Crime, and we are so excited to welcome back Remy Ma. Hello, Remy.
Hi, Allie. How are you? How you doing?
I am so good. How have you been? How's life been?
Life is good. I can't complain. I'm being very blessed lately. You know, I don't want to talk about it. God might be like, oh, wait, she's getting too much blessings. Take it back. I'm not bragging at all, but I'm very, very good. And I'm appreciative.
Good. I'm so glad. Well, as you sit here in your stunning closet of shoes, I can see I'm a little jealous.
Thank you. Don't be. It's bad. It's a horrible habit. It keeps me awake at night. I'd be like, I have to stop. Like, I literally be up at night. Like, I need those.
Yes. And my boyfriend and I just moved in together, and he's like, so I get 50% of the closet too. And I was like, you get 10%. Of the closet.
I was about to say, like, maybe 20, maybe on a good day. I gave my husband 20 because he's an artist too, so he kind of got stuff too, but that's it.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the reason that we are here today, and it is the new season of the VH1 show, My True Crime Story.
Yes.
You are hosting. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with the show and just why.
It's season two, so we were, you know, blessed enough to come back for season two. Season one was amazing. I had so much fun doing it. You know, when you first start, when season one, no one really knows where it's gonna go, what's gonna happen, if people are gonna like it. When you have season two, like, yeah, they like it, okay, what we doing? So as far as True Crime Story, it's just like people are really enjoying, I think, the first person point of view aspect of it, where we get to hear from the people who are actually involved in everything, the before, the during, the after, the where are they now. And it's crimes, but it's not something that's so crazy to where, you know, they're painted as these villains and the people where you could kind of understand to some extent, like, okay, I see where this how it got to where it is.
Mm-hmm. When you are talking with people, what is it, you know, do you use your own experience, your own world experience, your own incarceration to connect with them? And do you feel like empathy for them by sharing your own experience?
I don't think my experience has anything to do with it. I think anybody as a human being can understand a lot of these cases and in the instances. Some of them, you know, they felt like they had nowhere else to go. Their back was against the world. Like, some of them, they were young and their parents died and they were out in the streets on their own. Some of them had children with no way to feed them, had mortgages with no way to pay it, and just didn't really know where to turn. There was no outlet for assistance.
Has your work on this show made you want to do more within, like, criminal justice reform and things like that? Are you passionate about that?
I'm ambivalent about that because I feel like it's not just reform. As someone who has experienced it and been, you know, directly affected by the criminal justice system, I feel like it's not a reformation that's needed. I feel like it's more of a deconstruct, tear down, obliterate, and start all over from the beginning. That's how I feel. I mean, if I have to settle for, you know, reform, then fine. But ultimately, it's just so many things that's wrong with it. I feel like it's a system that's been in place for many and many years. Things are different, times is different, people are different, things have changed, and it needs to start from the beginning, from the ground up, in my opinion.
Absolutely. What is the kind of pinnacle, the first thing that you feel like needs to be changed if a different.
To me, I feel like there's this range of time that people can get. Like you see people with cases, and they're like, yeah, if convicted, they face anywhere from 5 to 25 years to life. 5 to 25 years to life, that's a long range. Like it's a very wide spectrum to play with. And when you look at people's different cases, they could be very similar. And one person to have 5 years, another person to have 25 to life. It's very discretionary. And I feel that's an issue. Justice shouldn't be discretionary. Justice shouldn't be based on opinions and biasness and things like that. So I have an issue with that. To me, that is one of the biggest things. Also, not just because of the range and the space that they're playing in. You look at a person, I'm not at 15, I wasn't who I was at 20. At 20, I'm not who I was at 25. At 30, 35, I damn sure wasn't who I was at 20. You change. And none of that is taken into consideration when these numbers and these sentences are handed out. And I feel like that's why the redemption part of the my true crime story is so important, to show that this instance or this time period doesn't determine who this person is for the rest of their lives.
And sometimes their actions are out of survival and
Well, a lot of
desperate.
times I tell people all the time, I don't know too many people that were born into, not into a well-off situation and not struggling and everything is in order. Just go out and be like, you know what? I think I'm gonna steal someone's credit card. You're not gonna think like that because you have your own credit cards. Not thinking about writing a false check, you have your own check. Poverty plays a huge part in what's going on. As far as crime, as far as crime, I don't see any billionaires or millionaires just out randomly selling drugs on the corner. Like they just not something you're gonna do. Just.
And I think that we fans have loved seeing you on TV. They loved seeing you act in Big 50 back last fall. Have you been looking to pursue any more acting roles?
I have. That's like my newfound love. I love it. It's so funny. I have two more movies that I did that haven't been released yet that are coming. I have one that's supposed to start shooting next month, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that I got a role on a docuseries. No, not exactly, a drama series
Oh my gosh.
that's out now. So we're waiting to hear back from that. But I definitely have been getting my acting chops on.
Yeah, people like loved you. I mean, the review like loved you in it. It's like the top one of the top Google searches on you. When I was doing some research on the interview, tell me.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Like, what do you love about acting? What do you love about these roles? And like, are you looking for a specific story to tell?
I think it's cool because even like with music, you become different people. Like, you're able to wear your hair different and your makeup different and your clothes different. You get to talk about different topics, but it's music. with acting, they create these characters and you get to be literally become a different person. Like, it's no more Remy Ma as so and so. You know, you are that person. And it's just fun to see the whole thing come to life in the movie magic, as they like to call it. I see why so many artists that started out rapping, like, did acting and kind of never came back. I can see how that could have happened because it's so fun. It's so fun.
But are you also making new music as well, or are you?
I just put out a video a couple of days ago for a song that I did with Rhapsody, off of DJ Premier's album called Remy Rap. That was cool. I was able to work with one of my favorite people, Mary J. Blige, like last
Oh,
month
the
on the
best.
Morning Gorgeous album. And I'm working on something really special that I want to do on my own project as well, which allows me to incorporate some of my acting stuff that I've been doing. So I can't wait for the people to see that.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you and Papoose talked about collabing on anything? Are you guys doing like a lot of separate stuff right now and some things together? Or how does that work like within your relationship?
Me and who?
Your husband.
We collab every day. He lives in my house.
It's a constant collaboration.
We definitely, it's so crazy. Give me a second. We definitely were talking about doing, like, after we did the Black Love show, we were discussing like maybe like doing like a self-help like tour, where like, we go to different places and people get to come out and have dinner and drinks with us, and we get to do a panel and we talk about stuff. And because it's kind of like what we go through anyway, like our friends just call us randomly, we're on the phone like counseling, like if we're like the professionals of marriage, like it's crazy, but it's fun. So I was like, yo, maybe we should do that. And then of course I get to be on a fake vacation every day with my family, so I'm really pushing for that.
Yes, you could do like a podcast and tour it, like a live podcast.
I didn't even think about the podcast aspect.
I like it. And how do you know, between the acting career, making new music, being a mom, like how do you juggle everything and balance it all?
Well, like right now, my 3-year-old, she's like big sick, and I've been doing interviews all day. She's like, "Mommy, I'm really cold," and I'm over here like, "Please, please, just let me just finish this last one." It's difficult. It's not easy, but it's something as moms we have to do. We have to figure out how to work while we're pregnant. We have to figure out how to manage work and school and work and being a wife and work and a carpenter and a chef and a gardener and all these other things that just fall on our plate as women, as moms, and as wives. So I just it's just something that you just do.
I think it's so amazing that you balance it all and that you're able to do it all, and it's such a inspiration to working women that you can do it, and it's still difficult. Like you said, your daughter's next to you right now while you're
No,
working.
it's hard because like what people don't understand is that she doesn't understand. Like, I get mommy's working, but why can't I talk to her? Like, why?
Right.
Like, I don't. But I'm sick of this mommy. Like, I don't care about whoever. Miss Allie has to wait. I want my juice box. But I think as women, that's what makes us so dope. Like, we're like chameleons. We're able to change from mom to wife to badass, the rapper, to actress, and all these different things, and we just make it happen. And this is why when guys start talking, I'm like, just be quiet, okay? Just like 2 days of period cramps, and you'd be ready to kill yourself. Just
Oh my
stop,
gosh.
okay?
Can't
You
even get
wouldn't even be able,
started.
forget, you're not even gonna go to childbirth. You won't be able to survive PMS. Be quiet. So
Not at all.
I love being a woman. I wouldn't want to be anything else, and it's just amazing.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We
want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Mm-hmm. And how do you and your husband, you know, you talk about at-home collaboration, how do you kind of manage to keep things spicy and, you know, strong between you two?
Well, the kid helps with that because she's always like, we hug. She's like, wait. You guys forgot me. Like, she wants in on every hug. She wants in on every date. If we go to the movies, I'm gonna go to. Like, she's on everything. So when she sleep, it's like, whew, let's go. What can we do? Like, it's like we gotta try to get in where we fit in. Like, we literally have probably, I don't even know how many rooms is in here, but we've spent time in closets and time into hiding and things like that. It's pretty easy when you have a kid.
Very spicy. Well, Remy, I absolutely love chatting with you as always. And can't wait to tune in to My True Crime Story on VH1
August 29th, 10 p.m.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you,
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Bye.